tell you what, it's good to be here tonight. How many glad you're saved tonight? Say amen. Amen. I tell you, it's wonderful to be in the house of God tonight. It's good to be in this place. I appreciate Brother Stewart. I appreciate Gateway. I appreciate the God of Gateway. Oh, I tell you right now, tonight, I feel a breath from another world. I'm not, oh God, help me tonight. Hey, baby, I want to tell you something tonight. People always want to know why. Do you ever feel bad? I have those days when I don't feel that good. But I'm going to tell you something I found out. I don't come and shout and rejoice because I always feel good. I shout and rejoice because God's always good. Is it good tonight, church? Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and try to get a little bunt and get out of the way and let Brother Joe come and knock a grand slam. But I'm going to at least try to get on base and tonight. But it's so good to see my friends. I got friends all over this room. And it's good to be with Brother Joe. Good to see Brother Grinstead and all you men of God, ladies of God. And most of all, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, God, isn't that good to have a friend? Take your Bibles tonight. And look with me at the Romans chapter number 8. In Romans 8, we're going to begin reading at verse number 35 of Romans chapter number 8. Yes. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 35, I want you to notice something. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, peril, or sword, as is written, for thy sake we're killed all day long and accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded, I like it, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 37 is my text. The Bible said, nay, right in the middle of this, nay, I know, I like it. And all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now watch this, class. I want you to look at your neighbor on your right side and say to your neighbor, say, neighbor, we're going to win in 2010 because we got more with us than they got with them. Look at your other neighbor on the other side and say, now, neighbor, we're going to win in 2010 because we got more with us than they got with them. I want to talk to you on that thought. We're going to win in 2010 because we got more with us than they got with them. Hey, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I better preach because I'm about to have a, let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness and your grace. It's so wonderful to be here at Gateway tonight. I thank you for this precious man of God. I thank you for Brother Stewart and his faithfulness and example of the grace of God. Father, I pray that his future I shall be greater than his past. I pray, God, you restore years to his life. Keep him strong. Keep his healthy. Touch him and his precious wife and his family. And keep your hands on Gateway Baptist Church. I pray you drive back every demon. I pray to drive back every devil in hell. And show the devil tonight. He may have some power, but you got all power. Make crooked places straight. High places low. Low places high. Cause no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Lord, I realize every day I live, you don't have to have me, but I sure got to have you. Touch me now and fill me with the power of the Holy Ghost. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Look at our text again. The Bible said, may, and all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now watch this, church. You know, I was reading, I never understood this like I do now. I was reading in the Old Testament, and whenever they put that mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant, there in the tabernacle, and it had a lid that sat on top that's called the mercy seat. And on top of that lid was two cherubims, had wings that pointed toward each other, that stood for the power of God. And God would come down and Shekinah glory and come right in the middle of those cherubims. Watch this, class. I want you to understand that when that choir, I said, what happened to the cherubims? Well, that choir are the singers are one part of the cherubim, and the congregation is the other part of the cherubim. And when this cherubim out here hook up with the cherubim on this side, and the cherubim on this side hook up with the cherubim on this side, and then God come and get in the middle, and whatever God shows up, God shows out. I said, when God shows up, I said, God, show out. Am I right about it? Now watch this, class. That's why you can't afford. I come to the house of God with a sealed mouth. You've got to come, and when you come through the doors, how you ought to walk in. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what the devil's doing. Bless God, God is still good, and God is still great, and he's still on the throne, and he's still in control. Am I right about it? Watch this. Don't you remember? Well, that blind man sat there beside the road. And he was sitting there looking both ways, begging. And one day he heard a stranger, as something strange was in the atmosphere, and he couldn't figure it out. Everybody running from everywhere. And the blind man said, what's going on? And they said, don't worry about it. Ain't got nothing to do with you. And Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he said, hey, Jesus, our son of David, have mercy on me. Shut your mouth. And he ain't got time to mess with you. Get out of my way. Hey, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Watch this, class. You know how it got his attention? Because the Psalm 22:3 said that God inhabits the praises of his people. And so if you want God to show up, this man got to praising his name and calling him. And Jesus pressed his way through the crowd and said, what do you need? He said, I need you to touch these blinded eyes. He said, you ain't said nothing. He said, you was blind. Now you can see. And his friends looked at him and said, how is it that you can see? He said, Jesus did it. He said, how can Jesus do it? He's nothing but a sinner. He said, I don't know what y'all talking about or whatever you call him. All I got to tell you, I was blind, but now I can see. Somebody. Watch this, class. Watch this. In Matthew 15, that woman had traveled several miles, that Syrophoenician woman, woman of Cana to get to Jesus. Had a daughter, grievously vexed with the devil. And they said, when she came, the disciples said, what you want? And they said, we need. She said, I need to get Jesus. And they said, listen, why don't you go on back? He ain't got no time for you. And she said, Jesus, our son of David, have mercy on me. They said, you, Lord, would you send her away? Said she cried after us. She said, the devil is a lie. I ain't crying after y'all. I'm crying after him. I don't need y'all. I need him. I don't gotta have y'all. I gotta have him. He said, get out of here. He said, look, ain't need for me to take the children's bread and give it to some dogs. And she said, oh yeah, I'm a dog, but I'm one of them lap dogs. You know, you can set a dog on your lap when you eat. If you want to, them crumbs that fall off the table or fall in that dog's mouth. I got a question for you, church. Is the ingredient that's in the crumb, is it the same as in a loaf of bread, in one piece of bread? Same ingredients in the crumb as it is in the whole slice. She said, I ain't got to have a whole slice. You already the bread of life. If I crumb off of the slice, that's just much power in the crumb than it is in the whole loaf. Same God, same Holy Ghost, same blood, Jesus. Somebody help me. Watch this. I ain't crazy. I know how to get God to come. I ain't crazy. I'll be sitting there at church. Things a little dry. Y'all been there? A little cold, dry. I'll stand up. I say, yay! Glory! Ain't he wonderful? Nobody like him. Come here, Paul. If them little old girls come pressing up to you and say, Papa, I love you. This Papa in the whole world. I love you, Papa. Can you give Papa sugar? Oh, Papa, she'll get your attention and Lord, she'll melt you like a stick of butter, and you'll be all in your pockets, handing that baby something out of your pockets when you need something from the King of Glory. Why don't you start bragging on him? Tell him you're wonderful. You're a mighty God. You're ever. Father, you're a Prince of Peace. You're the lily in the valley. You're the bright morning star. You're the same yesterday and today and forever. You're God all by yourself. You get the bragging on him. God will say, you've been hunting for me, baby. So I sure have that. So what you need, and boy, God, I'll dump it out on you. Am I right about it? Let me get this to you right quick. Let me give you something, and then I'm going to come back to this because I want you to grab this. In 2 Kings chapter number 6, the Bible said the king of Syria had decided he was going to wipe out the king of Israel and the people of God. And so he set a trap. I said, when they come this direction, we're going to be waiting on them, and we're out. Well, when they came that direction, there was no Israel and no king of Israel. Well, the king of Syria called time out and walked around the room and got to all of his men and said, look, which one of y'all are for the enemy? And they said, it's not us. It's not Elisha. And he said, that man knows the very words that you speak in your bedchamber. He said, how can that be? He said, because the God had made the universe. That's his. Somebody help me. He said, where is he? Said, he's down in Dalton. How in Dalton? He said, yeah. He said, go get him for me. They went around the whole city. Chariots and horses surrounded the whole place. Had it all locked in. Well, servant was laying there asleep, Elijah's servant. He woke up, probably washed his face, pulled the blinds, and said, "Oh, my Lord." Ran to the back door. "Oh, my Lord." Ran back to Elijah and said, "They got us, man. They got us." Elijah said, "Do what? They got who?" "They got us, man. The whole place, it's the city of Dalton, is surrounded by the enemy." He said, "Is that all you worried about?" "What?" He said, "Man, you should have stayed asleep. If that's all you worried about, we got more with us than they got with them." I said, "What you mean? How you say we got more with us than they got with them?" He said, "Boy," he said, "all I see is the enemy." He said, "Oh, Lord, I ain't gonna get a bit of rest. Would you please open up the heavens? Let him see in the supernatural for a minute." And when God pulled back the cover, and all around the enemy, standing at attention, was the army of God that was around the enemy. The enemy thought they had them, but God had the enemy. The enemy think they got you, but God got the enemy. Why? Because we got more with us than they got with him. Somebody help me. Some of y'all have been worried to death about what's going on in the White House. All you worry about, get up worrying about it. What we gonna do? How we gonna make it? What's gonna happen next? You say, "What you do, Brother Steele? When I go to bed at night, I don't have to take a half a baby aspirin." Why? That's my hope is higher than the White House. My hope is higher than being a Democrat. My hope is higher than being a Republican. Oh God, I'll to the hills which come up. All of my help, all of my help come from the Lord that made heaven and the earth. That's my help. Am I right about that? Watch this. Watch this. In Romans chapter number 8, I want to show you, number one, that we got more with us than they got with them. Verse number 35 said, "Who?" I like that. God said that about three times in that verse. In that, look at verse number 33. "Who shall lay anything to charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather risen again, even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, a sword?" Let me show you something, guys. Let me have two of you brothers come here for just a minute. Let me show you something. Here's, let me show you what God's. Y'all come up here. Y'all come on up here. Come help me right quick. Watch this. Now I gotta get my little stuff and get out of the way. Come on, y'all gotta help me. Now, watch this. Stand close to each other. Just put your shoulders together. He said, "Not too close." Here's what. You do have to watch it, but why you get me off on that? I ain't gonna get into that. I better leave that alone. Let me say this. If you're having a hard time figure out who you are, when you take a shower, look at yourself, and whatever you see, that's who you are. Somebody help me out. Hey. You don't want to mess with me tonight. I'm armed and dangerous, baby. Watch this now. The word "separate" means to cost, to get in between. It's so an empty can get back, to get in between you and God. But God said, "I got a question for you." He said, "Who shall separate me and you?" Now watch this. Let me show you what these words mean. Watch this class. Look at, he said, verse 35, he said, tribulation. What is tribulation? Tribulation is trouble for a period of time. That's what tribulation is. It's trouble for a period of time. Can I tell you something tonight, saints? What you're facing right now, the trouble that you're facing is just for a period of time. I want you to know, the Bible said, the light affliction which you see are just for a moment. But I want you to know, what you see is temporal. What you can't see is eternal. And your trouble is just for a period of time. I ain't gonna mess with that. He said distress. That's adversity. That's adversity. Distress. Anybody know what it is? Perhaps some adversity. Let me tell you something. Don't you remember when Nehemiah decided he was going to rebuild the wall back again? First person he faced was Sanballat and Tobiah. Some adversity on the way. But Nehemiah didn't stop because he knew he had more with him than they had with him. Nehemiah did. A sword in one hand and got a trowel in the other hand. Why don't you just tonight get your sword in one hand and your praise in the other hand? I said, get your sword in one hand and your prayer and praise in the other hand, and realize you got more with you than they got with him. Somebody talk to me. Persecution. What's persecution? That's pressure. Anybody know what it is to have pressure? Thank you, men. Watch this. Pressure. Watch this. You said, preacher, pressure. Hey, let me have one of y'all back. Hey, matter of fact, I just use him. Yes. Let me show you something. Now, I got a question for you tonight. I got some popcorn, and I got some popcorn. Now, my question to you tonight is this. Which one of these would you rather eat? This one or that one? This one. This is the same stuff. It's the same stuff that's in here. Now, let me explain something to you. Thank you, bro. Let me explain something to you. Did you know? I got more with me. Watch this now. But you know, every time, hey, young people, these little grains that's on the inside of this bag, every one of those grains are made with a mist. They put water, a mist of water on the inside. And what happened is, whenever it gets so hot, it gets under pressure. You remember when you was a little boy growing up, and mama put that pot on the stove, and when it got a certain temperature, had a lid on it, and that thing said, whoa, you know it was ready. You remember that? Steam shooting. Well, those grains are made with moisture on the inside. And when you put it in the microwave and it just gets so hot, that steam begins to and when it gets like that, things say, pop, pop, that pressure, pop, that pressure, pop. Oh, come here, class. Some of you sitting here tonight, you're under heavy pressure. You've lost your job, lost your house, lost some of your businesses, got your head down. Get your head up. The pressure that you're going through, there's something on the inside of you that'll never come out of you unless God lets you go under some pressure. God is fixing you up to feed somebody else. Somebody help me. What you're going through, it ain't for you. It's for somebody else. Yeah. Let me show you what I mean. Watch this. Phantom. I'm just going to touch these because I got to get out of the way. That's barren. That's just being with, not having anything back. Naked. Either being out. And pearl. That means to endanger, out to pose a threat. And sword means judicial punishment. I stopped by the day, all these things that you're going through, I just want you to know that all these things, all in the midst of all your trouble and all your tribulation, you are more than a conqueror through him that loved you. Hey, I stopped by to tell you that neither life or death or things present or things to come, a height or death or any other creature shall be able to separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Lord, how she got more with you than they got with him. Am I right about it? I need you men to come back for just a minute. Brother, y'all come help me too. Now, hey, stand up right here. No, sir, you come. Watch this. I want to show you something. Stand right there. Now, y'all back up for just a minute. Get behind me. Everybody get behind me. Let's roll. Now, stand face this direction. Now, let's walk up with me. Come on, fella. Roll. Hey, roll with me, baby. Now, if I look at this gentleman right here, man of God, because I want to make sure I call you everything right. I want your name right. Because one puff and I'm gone. Watch this now. Now, I believe if he looked at me, he'd probably feel like I can whip Brother Steele. If he sized me up, I can whip him. He sized me up. But when he looked back here and see all this, he looked past me. And then he started thinking in his mind, I don't know if I want to mess with him. Because he got more with him than I got with me. You ever seen that Verizon commercial? We got people. Come here, class. You see, you have to understand. Watch this class. You see, the devil may size me up and say, I can whip on steel. Ain't nothing to him. But when he looks past me, he sees something bigger than himself. Hold that, brother. He sees the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost and the blood. Says, I don't know if I want to mess with steel or not. I believe I can whip him. But it's them crowd back there that's rolling with him that I'm pretty afraid of. It looks like to me I got more with thee, with him. I got more with you than they got with him. You got more with you than they got with him. Somebody help me out. Watch this. Now, men, thank you, brother. Y'all turn around this way and roll with me. Just do like you just did, but look, turn this direction. Get behind me. Watch this. Hey, mama, you've been going home, and you got that. I got to quit. About 5 minutes, I'll get out of the way. Watch this. You got that man at home that's giving you a fit. Don't want God when you go home. You remember, when you walk in the house tonight, this way you walk, this road, fellas, you walking in. He don't see him, but you got more with you than he got with them. When you go on your job tomorrow, it's how you rolling. You go see that wife, it's how you rolling. Hey, man of God, stand in your church, this is how you rolling. You got more with you than they got with him. I say you got more with you than they got with him. Somebody help me. Thank you, man. Let me get out of here. Let me give you something. And I'm done. Watch this. I'm going to eat some popcorn, bless God. Watch this, I'm doing. I got to get out of the way. Brother Grimstead, I got one of them next tails. The phones, if I had your little code, I can hit you. You can hit me back. But wait a minute. I got one and you got one. Sky, there's a tower. There's a tower or a satellite. Then when I send the signal up, then it come right back down to you. Well, 31 years ago, when I got saved by the grace of God, the Holy Ghost Say, hey, Steele, I got something for you. And he pitched me a next sale. And see, I already know that 2 Corinthians 1:20 said all his promises in him are yes and amen. You know the first words in the Bible said, in the beginning God, and the last word in the Bible says amen. God, amen. God, amen. God, amen. God, amen. Somebody help me. So all I got to do, when I have a need, all I got to do is say, well, you said in Philippians 4:19 that my God shall supply all my need. That goes to heart. It's that. He's that satellite and that antenna. I'm gonna say, and he says, here, Daddy, don't die. And God takes the promise and says, sends back the sends back the blessings. And the Holy Ghost said, don't, don't. So whatever you need, grab the promise and just don't, don't. And watch the Holy Ghost say, and God will say, dope, dope, and send it back to you. Press down, shaking together, running over. I said, God will send it back. Press down, shaking together, and running over. I said, God will send it back. Press down, shaking together, and running over. I'm done. You know why? Because we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Why? Because we got more with us than they got with them. So when you go in the store, let me tell you this. I heard the story of a little girl. Well, this rapist had been raping girls. Some of you might have heard it. It's actually happened in one of the states of the college. You walk through this park, and this guy had been raping girls at the college. So they told all of the girls, don't go through that park because there's a rapist out there. Well, this young girl, she wasn't there. She didn't hear the announcement. So she was walking through the park. Police had it out. And they arrested the guy that was a rapist. Got him, had him cuffed. Little girl walked up to him and said, sir, why in the world didn't you mess with me? I just want one question. He said, mess with you? He said, that big old man, you. I was going to mess with you. She said, I ain't had no man. She said, oh, God, don't you, girl. Says a big old man walking with you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I got more with me than they got with him. I got more with me than they got with him. I hear some prayer. Father, I want to thank you tonight that we got more with us than they got with them. Help us to know tonight what can separate us from the love of Christ. Tribulation, pressure, all that stuff. Nay, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Help us to realize tonight, number one, we got more with us than they got with them. Because number two, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Because number three, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I'm persuaded, I'm like Paul the Apostle, in the death, in the light, powers, principalities, things present, things to come, height, depth, any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of Christ. Help us to know tonight that pressure, that pain, the stuff we're facing right now is not for us. God is bringing something out of us. Who would ever dream that a piece of popcorn, that something you could eat would come out of a grain? But if it hadn't never go under pressure, we couldn't eat the popcorn. And there's something on the inside of us we didn't know we had. God let us to go through the fire. And the devil said, I've got him right where I want him. But what he didn't know, all that pressure that he was putting on us,
just help us to pop out what was already in us. And we'd have never known it if we hadn't went through what we went through. Now other folks are eating off of what we went through. That's why we eat off of Job. That's why we eat off of Moses. That's why we eat off of Elijah. Everybody in the book went through pressure. But Father, we're eating off of them right now. Oh, we're going to lift our eyes to the hills, which come of all of our help, as all of our help come from you. And Father, you don't sleep and you don't slumber. You up 24/7. Help us to realize we got more with us than they got with them. For we ask this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.